Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Okay, I want to talk now about a category that I think is transforming South Africa's dessert landscape. There, I got your attention. I mentioned the word dessert. I'm talking about frozen yogurt. From its introduction to the local market way back in 1989 to its really impressive annual growth rates, it now outpaces traditional ice cream. Frozen yogurt is more than a treat. I'm also told it's a health-conscious lifestyle choice. So I'm in conversation now with Nicole Westvig, who is Managing Director of Marcel's Frozen Yogurt. And under her leadership, the brand has become a leader in this very exciting category. So, Nicole, good evening to you. A very warm welcome. Frozen yogurt marketed as a healthier alternative to traditional ice cream. How's the health-conscious trend been influencing the growth of the broader market?
Hi, good evening. Thank you so much for having me, and hello to all the listeners. There's been a big shift in the consumer behavior, leaning towards the more healthier alternatives in dessert offerings in particular. And I think this, where the frozen yogurt category lies, we're seeing quite a big uptake and increase in the year-on-year growth, which is very exciting.
You've mentioned previously the transparency in ingredient sourcing is becoming a growing priority for consumers. Nicole, I guess that makes sense, but why specifically, and what sort of market are we talking about? Who is this of concern to?
So I think just in general, consumers are far more aware and interested in where the ingredients and products are coming from, the source of those ingredients. And, you know, this for Marcel's, I mean, the brand is 35 years, and we've always as a priority sourced as far as we can locally, had very close relationships with our suppliers, and considered the actual ingredients that we use, natural, clean label products. And where possible, we've certified our cocoa with the Rainforest Alliance. So responsible sourcing is a priority.
And that's becoming a lot more important to younger consumers, I guess.
Yes, no, absolutely. There's a lot of interest, there's a lot of awareness, a lot of talk, you know, about that. And I think brands need to share more and share more insights into, you know, the responsible trading and communicating this to the consumers.
I'm interested to know how frozen yogurt compares in price to traditional ice cream. We've made the point that it's now outpacing traditional ice cream, which in itself is very interesting. But do you come at a price premium?
No, not actually. The frozen yogurt, our frozen yogurt products, it falls in the real dairy category. And if you look at your dairy ice creams versus your frozen yogurt products and price points, very similar price points. And in saying that, your real dairy ice creams are slightly more premium in cost to what you would get from a frozen dessert. So it is in the more premium range, but definitely not outpricing the dairy ice cream.
And Nicole, how competitive is the frozen yogurt market right now? I would imagine that others are coming into the sector. Yes. Always important to stay ahead of the competition. How do you do that?
Absolutely. I think for a well-established brand, you have to work harder to remain interesting and competitive with all the new exciting products entering the market. But absolutely, I think to remain true to your brand, to communicate that, and to keep your consumers and your customers, your following engaged, you know, keep it exciting, show innovation, and follow the trends and listen to what the consumers want.
How do you innovate in this sector? Is it simply about flavor change from time to time, or is there more to it than that?
No, absolutely. One needs to consider consumer behavior. We monitor that very closely, more so than, your consumer spending and costs and those sort of things. Behaviors are changing, leaning towards lighter products, less fat, where a few years ago there was a big demand in high-fat products, lighter on the gut, these type of products and trends. So absolutely, there's still massive opportunities in this category to reach out to these consumers and to follow these trends.
Nicole, typically, at what time of the day would a person engage with your product?
Any time of the day. Frozen yogurt is a perfect treat as a breakfast, but absolutely any time of the day. It really is a fresh, light treat. And with the dairy, the protein content, the low fat, it really is a before gym, after gym, in the evenings, or as I say, even as a breakfast alternative.
And in terms of growing the business, you also have been expanding through a franchise model, all well and good. Yeah. Often that comes with its own inherent risk, though. How do you approach that, and why would franchising be a first choice for you?
Yes, so our business model, I mean, we've got franchising corporate stores. Franchising is of particular preference to us. Having somebody run the stores, being in store, hands-on, that absolutely is a priority, I think, in running the business and this type of business, engaging with your customers and expanding our footprints across South Africa with our franchising model. What is important for us from the franchising side is to understand the franchisees are investing into a business model and we need to support them, and I think that's been key to our success on the franchising side over the years.
So you talk about your South African presence, but at what point do you start thinking about expansion beyond our borders?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have looked into this. There's been a lot of interest in the brand. Certain countries we can't export to due to certain limitations on dairy imports. So we have investigated that. But absolutely into Africa, we do export. And we've got a store in Botswana. We export into some of the retailers into Africa. And yeah, I have some exciting new projects we are looking at.
What's your favorite flavor, Nicole?
My personal favorite is the vanilla, but everybody says English toffee.
And I will let our listeners make up their own mind. A fascinating look at the economics of a frozen yogurt in South Africa. First time we've done it on this program. Nicole Westvik, thank you very much indeed. Managing Director of Marcel's Frozen Yogurt. Appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.